time for our Week in Theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago is what it's about. And we've got a couple of the performers from the cast of the show Smokey Joe's Cafe, which is at the Drury Lane Theater out in Oakbrook. If you were at the AIDS Walk yesterday, out in the rain, you may have heard the host, the announcer, the MC, give the incorrect name of the theater where you can see Smokey Joe's Cafe. All I can say is that guy is stupid. Misinformed. That guy would have been me, by the way. Got the theater wrong. But I promised Donica Lynn, who sang beautifully yesterday at the opening ceremony of AIDS Walk, doing You'll Never Walk Alone, I promised her that I would get it correct today. Have I redeemed myself?
You have indeed.
The interview is not over yet. I may still get it wrong.
No, I have faith in you. I have so much confidence in you. Okay. I do.
All right. Appreciate that. It is the Drury Lane Oakbrook, where you can see the show. Megan Murphy is also here with us.
Hi, Dean.
Nice to have you here with us.
Nice to be here.
I guess we most recently saw you. Was it Hazel, the musical? Was that the most recent production that we saw you in, which I also thought was just completely delightful.
Thank you.
Also out at the very delightful Drury Lane Oakbrook. I, as an audience member, I enjoyed this theater. It's not so massive that you feel like the show is lost. To call it intimate is not exactly quite true, but you feel like you're going to see a real show when you go to see something at the Drury Lane. Is it the same from your end of the stage?
Absolutely. I think it's big enough where it's impressive and it's got the real production value of a show, and you can still feel like you're part of it, part of the show.
Yeah. It seems like it would be and this show in particular, Smokey Joe's Cafe, which is just one great song after another. It seems like this would be the perfect venue. Donica, do you think?
I agree. I think it's a really great venue for it. It's close enough for you to get audience reaction, but still grand enough for you to get the spectrum of the show and the broad idea of what our show is actually about. By setting it on Maxwell Street, the old Maxwell Street, you get to see what that was like and feel what that was like. But we have certain bits of the show where we're actually right there, close up with the audience, and I really love that. So I think Drury Lane Oakbrook is a really great venue for our particular production.
More than most venues, I think. It really bridges the line of being just large enough and just small enough at the same time, and in a good way with both of those things. So Smokey Joe's Cafe is, you know, got a lot of Chicago history to it. It's played here in Chicago many times. I've seen the show many times and have enjoyed it, but the you know, some performances, like, you never forget. This is like a kind of a weird, bittersweet memory, but it's one of the things that I think of when I think Smokey Joe's Cafe. I was supposed to go see Smokey Joe's Cafe. It was one of the big theaters downtown. I don't remember which one. I remember Gladys Knight was in the production. You know, she was like the big headline name that was in a touring company that was coming through. And I was excited to see it. And our then morning man here on WGN Radio, Bob Collins, was super big Gladys fan. Mm-hmm. He was a DJ from back in the day, and he used to play Gladys records, Gladys and the Pips, and when he did, he turned the speakers up here in the studio and blast the windows out. He loved Gladys Knight, and he was so looking forward to seeing Smokey Joe's Cafe with Gladys in it. And the day that it opened was the day that Bob was killed in a car in an airplane crash that morning. It was the big news that morning. Surrealistic for all of us here at WG, for most of Chicago who are fans, but for those of us who are friends with him and knew him, devastating, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we covered the story all day long, and now the opening. It's now evening, and it's the opening. Do I go to the opening? Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like going to a musical, of upbeat, happy musical, but I felt like I sort of had to go because Bob would have gone.
Loved it so much.
Bob loved it. Mm-hmm. Bob was so looking forward to this.
Did you go?
I did.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I did. And it made me feel, it's a happy show.
Oh,
It's a fun show to go see. And it did make me feel better. I mean, it didn't completely wipe away the devastation that I went through that day. But when Gladys came out, I was smiling. I was thinking, I felt like Bob was sitting right next to me.
Absolutely.
During that. I mean, that's what That's how theater can transform you, you know, kind of transform, change, make you feel better when you're feeling down, take you away from your own problems for an hour and a half, 2 hours, right?
Especially with this kind of extraordinary music. I mean, music is the center of this piece, right? And out of the music comes these relationships and all the feelings. And as an audience member, you get to really get to know these characters. And by the end of the show, you feel like you really know them. And they make you feel things about your own life, or, you know, get to escape from your own life for a couple of hours. And, you know, the last song in the show is Stand By Me. And, man, people are standing up before we're even done singing the song because they just want to get on their feet and be part of it.
Yeah.
It's really astounding how it affects people. And, I mean, that's why we do it.
Yeah. Do you all feel that way? The same thing on your side? That,
oh, absolutely.
Like when you have, say, somebody on stage give the wrong theater, name the wrong theater, and you're kind of a bad mood,
you know,
when you go back,
Dean,
to the theater.
It
say
can really, really affect your entire day.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody does that.
It's
and
a
you
shot.
Go to work that day,
right,
and you say, you know, this
I'm out
morning
here in the
Dean
rain.
Richard said we were
I'm working in the
theater,
rain,
so,
and that dope gives the wrong,
you know,
theater.
No, but it is. It's transformative, like Megan said, and you can come in having just the worst day, and you open yourself up to your cast members, and you look into the face of these people who remember these songs or remember what was happening in their lives, and you have to share a portion of yourself with them and allow yourself to breathe in what they're breathing in. And you don't tell the story just for you. You tell the story for them, and you find yourself transformed because they're being taken back to a place,
right,
and
right,
setting it in an era. In an era like the 50s, you have to live in that time, and you
right.
have to take yourself to a place where you say, I remember what that was like,
right,
and how do I get there? And, oh, my God, this little lady, she's just bouncing around, and it's supposed to change you. You know, theater is supposed to be cathartic. Even if it's not for the best, you say, I went in feeling this way, and I came out feeling that way. And if we're doing that, then we're doing our job.
I always say that, you know, even if it's a heavy drama, if that piece of theater made me think, if it stays with me for a couple of days, mission accomplished.
Conversation is important.
That is
Absolutely.
What that's, if you're supposed to make me think and feel, that's that, I think that's a big criteria. And I'd completely forgotten, that's such a good point, that music takes you back to what that moment was when you heard that song for the first time, or whatever was going on when you heard that song when you were a teenager or whatever. So, and that's why this show, I think, is really just more than a collection of songs.
It really
it's
is.
Special.
It is.
We're going to hear a couple of those songs when we come back with Megan and Donica. Their show is Smokey Joe's Cafe. It's playing through October 23rd. I don't know if you've heard. It's at the Drury Lane Theater in
Nailed
Oakbrook.
It.
Which I've now had tattooed on my arm, by the way. So I will be remembering that for quite a long time, I think. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN, our Week in Theater segment. And we have Megan Murphy and Donica Lynn from Smokey Joe's Cafe in studio with us today. Explain the premise of the show. We're kind of assuming everybody knows what it is, but tell us.
The traditional Smokey Joe's is a jukebox musical of Lieber and Stoller music. Our particular Smokey Joe's takes that music and sets it on the old Maxwell Street of Chicago, which was, if you know anything about Chicago, a hub for people to come and shop and in the 50s listen to music and buy the traditional Polish sausage with grilled onions and meat and hear musicians playing their songs and just hang out and have a good time. Marsha Milgram Dodge decided to set our show on Maxwell Street in the 50s and take all of these songs that they wrote, these amazing songs that you've heard through the years recorded by many, many people on Broadway and Hound Dog and I Keep Forgetting, all of these songs, and link them as a story with these various characters that you see. A day on Maxwell Street with a tenement building and a diner and the people that live in this neighborhood, and take all of these songs and create a story, a through line. So on our street, you see the beginning of a day, the end of a day, and what happens during the course of that day with these songs as that storyline.
And which one of the songs, Megan, will you be doing for us now?
This morning I will be doing I Keep Forgetting.
The Michael McDonald song.
Yes, and the Lieber and Stoller hit.
And the Lieber and Stoller hit, of course. Sorry, as an old DJ, you see how I...
We said that.
It's sampled in Warren G's Regulate, too. So, I mean, if we have enough time, we'll just do all of them.
Break it on out.
All right. Megan Murphy from Smokey Joe's Cafe. It's at the Drury Lane, Oakbrook, through October 23rd.
I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't want me no more. I keep forgetting that you told me that you didn't want me around anymore. But these stupid old feet still head for your street like they've done so many times before. And this stubborn old fist at the end of my wrist keeps knocking on your front door. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't want me no more. I keep forgetting about those heartbreaking nights and those heartbreaking things that you said. Though I know in my heart we've drifted apart, still I can't believe our love is dead. Though it's plain as can be that you're finished with me, I just can't get it through my head. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't want me no more. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more, no more, no more, no more.
That, oh my goodness.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh my goodness. Ben. Someone's had their coffee.
Little bit.
Wow.
I could always use more, but hey.
And we were just saying during the break, who wants to go first? And Megan says, oh, I'll go first because nobody wants to follow down.
Nobody wants to go out the door.
Did you
Come
hear
on.
This?
See what I mean?
Did you just you hear
see
this,
what
girl?
I mean? Anybody could follow anybody.
Wow.
Everybody is blowing in.
Drops
show,
the mic.
Tell you what.
Drops
that
the mic.
Was a mic drop for sure.
Thanks, Dean.
So, Donica, what do you get to follow that up with now?
I don't know. I don't even remember what I'm supposed to say.
What are we doing?
I don't know. What are we doing? Shenandoah? What are we doing?
Where are we? Shenandoah. And one.
I am doing a song called Fools Fall in Love.
Okay, very good. It's a classic for sure. It's Donica Lynn.
Fools fall in love in a hurry. Fools give their heart much too soon. Just play them two bars of stardust. Just hang out one silly moon. They've got their love torches burning when they should be playing it cool. I used to laugh, but now I understand. Shake the hand of a brand new fool. Fools fall in love just like schoolgirls. Da-da-ba-da-da-da, blinded by rose-colored dreams. They build their castles on wishes with only rainbows for beams. They are planning their future when they should be right back in school. Shake the hand of a brand new ba-ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. Shake the hand of a brand new fool.
I believe the roof just came off this
See
tribute
what I mean?
Tower.
See what I mean, Dean?
Holy smokes. Donica Lynn and I think Ella Fitzgerald in there.
A little bit of Ella
Fitzgerald. Louie was here too for a second.
A little bit of Louie was in there.
We're all here.
Satchmo, wow. Just a tiny sample of how amazing Smokey Joe's Cafe really is.
Oh, yeah.
And Lieber and Stoller.
Lieber and Stoller. Yeah. These great Lieber and Stoller songs. Absolutely. 39 songs total. That's a lot.
It is.
In one show.
Nine people.
Yeah. Nine people. Two shows today.
Two shows today.
You got it.
I know you're extra glad to be here this morning.
We are, man. Cheers. Absolutely.
I appreciate it. 2 and 5 o'clock. 2 and 6 o'clock today. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and of course Sundays at the Drury Lane Oak Brook. You can get tickets through DruryLaneTheater.com, through Ticketmaster, or 630-530-0111. I cannot thank you both enough. You sounded so great. Thank you very much, Megan Murphy and Donica Lynn. We appreciate you coming in this morning. Hope you have a great day today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And by the way, Donica's You'll Never Walk Alone yesterday. Like hair on the back of your neck, beautiful. Pouring rain, which I'm sure made it a little harder to sing. But people standing in the rain. I mean, you know, you want to make this song even more powerful and more poignant than it already is. Just, I don't want to ask you to sing again, but just some of the words in that song of walking through adversity and when you walk through a storm, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the first line?
It's a personal story for me, just because of my own personal medical journey.
Yeah.
And no, you would not at all be putting me on the spot. I don't mind. When I was asked to sing it by Larry and Chris, who have a team option up, I was honored.
Yeah.
For that very reason, because of my own medical journey.
Extra powerful, because people were literally walking
through a storm. A literal storm.
Yesterday morning, but lots of people who were out there facing a variety of medical issues.
Yeah.
And didn't matter to them one bit that it was raining yesterday. So. Mm-hmm. It was extra, extra, extra beautiful. I'm sure it's online so people can check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Donica, Megan, you're great. Appreciate it. 10:58. We'll